Okay, so let's continue this conversation. Ariana Grande's album Pearl is amazing. Okay, Pearl gives me the spooky vibes that it's about, you know, a horror film, how the industry treats women, especially, no, women, terribly. Yeah, why am I saying especially? No, women in general, terrible, and just play on nasty. And also how a lot of people, like your haters, if you're in that industry, how your haters should treat you like terrible when they shouldn't. Like, if you don't like someone, don't follow them, don't comment. Simple. Why do you want to be miserable and following people that you don't like? It doesn't make sense. Again, I don't do that. Okay, so one of my favorite songs is Like I Do. Some people think it's about Ricky Alvarez. It's not. The song about Ricky Alvarez is Bad Thing, parentheses Bunny Hop. Right. I don't know what Bunny Hop means, but it might mean something. I don't know what it means specifically. But anyway, Like I Do is about the industry, the entertainment industry, the music industry, the film industry, TV industry, you get what I mean. The entertainment industry, pop culture, okay? And I'm not gonna sing the song, but there's a lot of things that Ari has said in this song that makes me be like, I see that this is, I see the anger, I see what you're doing. If you just listen to it for the first time, and if you're not listening to the lyrics, you're like, hey, like, great beat, great everything. This whole album, in general, gives me spooky, horror, Carrie, Pearl, Substance, like, these horror movies, and then, Like You Do, it goes the eerie, dun, dun. Feels like horror movies. And the two music videos, I Hate That It Made You Love Me and Pearl, spooky horror vibes. Anyway, so let's get into the lyrics, okay? I'm making friends with my consequence. Everything I've done, bad, good, yeah, every. Like, I would say, like, making friends with your consequence. Like, it can literally simply be, speak up, like, oh, I broke up, me and someone broke up, and then the consequence of that breakup, or things I've done, or things I, like, allow, is a consequence. Everything, there's a consequence, good or bad. Okay. Then she said, keep my high heels tall, my ego small. But she's still Ariana Grande. So what that means is she's having her feet on the ground. Solid on the ground. Standing tall. Walking. That's what the industry says. Whatever you do, bad, good, that they tell you, walk straight. Tall. Don't have a big ego. You're still yourself. Push it off. They hit you with you're too skinny, you keep walking. They hit you with you're too fat, keep walking. They say you suck, you're this, you're that. Keep walking, high heels, you're walking, you're still you. You know who you are. Your loved ones know who you are. Keep going, you're still you. You're still you. You're still you. No matter what the society said, you're still you. Whatever what the entertainment industry says, you're still you. Whatever TMZ, especially TMZ, because they're the worst. And paparazzi say about you, you're still you. This is not about a dude. This is about the entertainment industry. This is what the song's about. Okay? Another where, this is where I was like, when I started reading the lyrics, and like, I get to the point, after listening to it like a third time, so the fourth time, I pay attention to the lyrics, okay? It goes, extra, extra, buy one, take me. Right. Extra, extra. Media. Remember, in the old times, they used to speak extra, extra. Newspaper people were like, extra, extra, read all about it, read all about it. Like, the hot goss, extra, extra. Extra, extra. This is, or how it would be nowadays is, TMZ being like, Ariana Grande said, or Demi said, you get what I mean. Britney said, or Britney did, or Ariana did, Demi did, you get what I mean. They spreading their narrative, right, of what happened when it did not happen, or this, that, and the other. Lies, okay? Okay? You need me like I do. And no one fucks you like I do. Okay. I think this is where people, the line, no one fucks you like I do, they think that it's about a dude. It's not. And let me explain both of them separately, okay? You need me like I do, okay? We need... I'm just going to talk about female celebrities here. We are like, when is so-and-so? Okay. For example, we'll just do Ari because it's simpler. So that's who we're talking about. When is Ari going to come out with new music? Or when Ari was doing Wicked, or when it was announced that Ari was going to be Galinda, right? When are they shooting that? When are they going to be shooting Wicked? How long is it going to take? When's the movie coming out? How is she going to be Galinda? How is she going to do this? How is she going to do that? How is she going to do that? How is she going to do that? Oh, Eternal Sunshine came out. Remember, I've been a fan of Ari since Truly Yours. Eternal Sunshine is out. When is she gonna tour Eternal Sunshine? Oh, she's still looking. What? But we want the Eternal Sunshine tour. When's that coming out? When's that coming out? When's that coming out? When's that coming out? When is that coming out? When, you get what I'm saying. When's that coming out? When is the tour for Eternal Sunshine? Oh, Ari did great in Wicked. Oh. She did great. When's the part two coming out? When's part two gonna come out? When's part two coming out? When's part two coming out? When's part two coming out? Okay, Wicked's done. The whole thing for Wicked is Eternal Sunshine. We didn't tour Eternal Sunshine. We didn't tour Eternal Sunshine. We didn't tour Eternal Sunshine. When's the Eternal Sunshine tour? Where is it? When 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 is it? Ari's gonna have a new album. What is it gonna be? What is coming up? Where's the new song? Where's the new song? You get what I mean. I'm repeating things a lot. That's, we need her. That's the we need, okay? The, when's the next thing? When's the next thing? When's the new this? When's the new that? When's the new single? When's the new music video? When's the album? When's the tour? That's what we need when it comes to artists, when it comes to musical artists, when it comes to like actors, it comes, when's the new movie? That's how we need them. That's how we need them, okay? We need them because we want to know when we're gonna get the next thing from them. The next song, the next album, the next tour, the next merch, the next movie, the next TV show, the next music video. That's how we need them. That's the part of that list. We need you, right? That's how we need her. We need you. Okay? Like I do, that part is, we are how she's able to do a living. Without the fans, Ari couldn't be able to tour, make music. That's why the entertainment industry is a very hard industry, because it's hard to make it. If you don't have a fan base that to support you when, especially when you're starting, it's really hard. And artists make their money with touring. I did a research project and they get paid like $1 per song, and then the rest of the money goes to the producer and stuff. So it's a, we need Ari for her music. We want more music from her. She needs us to be able to do the music. See, it's a two-way street. And the no one fucks you like I do, that doesn't mean actually sleeping with someone. That means no one screws you over like I do. No one screws you over. And by screwing you over is the industry has screwed her over. Okay? They're like, Ari, we love you. Ari, you this. Ari, you're that. Ari, you did great. But at the same time, which is what they do to women artists, is you're too fat. You're too thin. Oh, you have this many boyfriends. You have this. You're divorced. You're this. You, anything that has happened in your personal life, they comment on it. That means they fuck you over. Yeah, already great music. But your appearance is trash. Ari, number one album. Ari just broke up with someone. Ari is a great singer, a great actress. She can't keep a man. Or how they said with, Jennifer Aniston. Great actress. Jen is still single. You get what I mean? With women, it's always, they're praising you for your artist work, your artist work, your singing, your acting, right? Your personal life, they, or your appearance, they go, well, she's single and she's 32. She has no kids. And, like, this is what I mean. No one, she's talking about, you need me like I need you. You need my music. You want my music. You love my music. I need you to be able to do that. But at the same time, the industry, even though I create and give wonderful music, they fuck me over by talking about things that they shouldn't be talking about, like my appearance, my weight. So this song in general is talking about the entertainment industry. They want your money. Oh, sorry. They want your money. They want your talent. They want to use your money. I'm sorry, they want to use your talent for money. That's it. They don't care about you. They don't care if you fail. They don't care if bad things happen, if you have any mental illnesses, or you're struggling with something, or your family is terrible, aka Britney Spears, her family is terrible, right? They don't care about that. All they want are the clicks. All they want is the money, what you can provide for them. Just like if you're a normal person, does your job actually care about you? No. They care about the money you're providing for them, the service that you are providing for them. They don't care if someone died. They don't. The max they might do is like send you a card. They don't care. Like, I have no incidents that's like, oh, this, but you're scheduled tomorrow. You can't call off your schedule tomorrow. But I have someone die. I don't care. You're scheduled tomorrow. Like, that's what I mean. Ruthless, heartless. And it's not only the entertainment industry, it's the world in general. How, like I was talking about before, people only care about themselves. This song is about society and how you don't actually care about other people but yourself. You only care about yourself. You need me for what I can provide for you. I need you to be able to provide to live. Because, to be honest, yes, it's fun to make songs and write songs and tour and stuff like that. But it's also a job as well. And the only way, like I said before, artists make money, like musical artists make money, is touring. So that's how she's making money. That's how they're making money. So that's how we need each other. Just like you're going to your 9-to-5 job. They need you because they need someone to do the job. You need them because you need to pay your bills. Your 9-to-5 job also fucks you over, right? You ask for PTO because you have to go to a funeral. They're like, oh no, it just happened, right? No, you work tomorrow. You don't have any other PTO. Oh, no one can cover you. You have to come to work. That's how your job is fucking you over. So the fuck you like no one fucks you like I do is not literally someone sleeping with someone. It's screwing you over. It's I don't care about you. Oh, you need a day off? Too bad you can't. That's what it means. It's the negativity of it all. And this song can relate to it, even a normal person. Your 9-to-5 job. You need to you can't come to work because of what incident. Oh, sorry, you can't call out today. Your job just fucks you over. Did they sleep with you? No. They figuratively fucks you over, meaning putting you in a position that you don't want to be in, putting you in a position where you're please, I need this day off because I have a funeral. Oh no, we need you, we don't have anyone else. It's either you come into work or you get fired in some incidents. So that's what, it's that literal. It's not about a dude, it's about the industry, it's about the world, about the working environment, how jobs, society, work culture screws you over. And do you get a thank you for it? No. Like, there's been times, even me working it in jobs, and you're about to pass out. Do you get a thank you, thank you for doing it? No. You just did your job, right? You don't get a thank you for that. So that's pretty much what this song is about. It's not about a dude. It's about how society screws you over, how your job will screw you over. They just care about the money that you can bring to them. They don't care about you. You're just a number. Right? You're just a number. You're bringing them money. That's it. Yeah, so I wanted to talk specifically about this song because people keep thinking it's about Ricky. It's not about Ricky. It's about the haters. It's about the entertainment industry. It's about the working environment in general. Because this song is relatable. Your job will fuck you over, probably. Even if it's a job you love, it would fuck you over. Being you asked for PTO for this, for example. You asked for PTO months ago. It was approved. Now, 2 weeks now. Last week you got, there's a mandatory training or mandatory meeting next week, and you already it was already approved that you you were gonna be out of town. That's no one fucks you like I do. Your job just screwed you over. It's a literal meaning. You see what I mean? Don't take every lyric seriously. It means someone
is sleeping with someone, it can be the literal meaning as screw you over.
And that's all I had to add on for this, because I'm seeing like people thinking this is about Ricky. It's not about Ricky. It's not. It's about the working environment, work, and how jobs, society, entertainment industry, whatever industry, work industry you work in, screws you over. And you ask for PTO, and then your PTO, and it's approved now because last minute there's a mandatory meeting. Now you can't go, and they screw you over. So in this song, "No One Fucks You Like I Do," it literally means screw you over. Your job screwed you over. What you do for a living screws you over. That's what it means. Have a good day. Bye.